What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, here with my favorite guys in the world, Coach Mike Woodson, Indiana Hoosiers head coach, former coach of the Atlanta Hawks. You guys got started where I met Coach Woodson there. Coach Woodson, good to talk to you again. How life is up there in Indiana, my brother?
Everything's going well up here, man. I mean, it's good to see you, talk to you. It's been a while, but no, yes. Everything's going extremely well here at Indiana. It's good to be back home.
Yes, sir. Coach Woodson, let me ask you, man, can you believe it's already been year four for you, already going to year four? Because I know you got the job. You know, you said you were a college guy, you was an NBA guy. So how are you adjusting to college game and going into year four? That as the college game changes, it's right in front of your face with all the new rules stuff coming in now.
No, it has gone by extremely fast. I mean, that's kind of been my whole NBA world and college world. I mean, I've spent 34 years in your league, the NBA, and it kind of blew by, and now I'm young and early into this college game, and it's just seemed like every year, you know, we get started, and then all of a sudden we in March Madness, it's all so fast, man. The season's over with, and you're going through the summer getting ready for, you know, the upcoming season. So, for the most part, it's been a good summer, though. It's been a good summer for our program in terms of being able to go out and recruit. And so we're excited and getting ready for the upcoming season.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Woodson, you know, you've won every year that you've been there or having success early because you are a winner. I know that firsthand, you're a winner. And how's it been trying to instill winning into these young men who are learning basketball, going into young men about what it takes to win every day, having the right mentality to win? And being disciplined with your game plans on and off the court and in the classroom as well as you walk around the campus representing this program?
Well, you know, you think back to when I started in Atlanta, that kind of set the stage for me from a coaching standpoint because I had probably the youngest team in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. So it was like coaching in college, but I was coaching pro players. And the transition coming over from the NBA to college for me was something I'd already experienced, you know, in my early days in Atlanta with the Hawks. And it is a learning curve for these young men. It is a major process that you got to go through in terms of developing these young men. And even more today than back during the Hawk times, you know, things are tough for these young, you know, social media has really blown really up, and you know, and it gives these guys an outlet, good or bad, from a social media standpoint, that sometimes if it's bad, they can't handle it. And that's been, you know, some of the things that we've dealt with a lot of our players. When things are going well, social media is like hitting a home run. But when things are not going well for them, it can be awfully bad. And, you know, those are the things that we try to navigate, I guess, so to speak, with these young men, because, you know, my thing is if they can stay away from it and just focus in on school, your education, and playing basketball, life would be pretty damn good. But, you know, that's not the case with most of student athletes. So it's a lot of work, man. It really is, because you got classwork, you got basketball, you know, you got your brand now, off-court brands that these young players are dealing with. So there's a lot of moving pieces, man, that you got to really stay in touch with and navigate through to make sure that these guys are doing the right things on and off the court. Because at the end of the day, man, it's still about getting an education and working on your craft, and hopefully you getting the shot to make the next, you know, the next move, and that's the NBA. That's what it's really all about.
Coach Woodson, for you now, when you recruit a young man, how has the vetting process changed now, trying to really get to know a young man's true intentions now, because with money being involved, like I said, the brand, social media, you have to figure out, are they there for the team and the ball club, or are they there for themselves, which you know and I both know, they can bring a team down, have the disease of me. So in the vetting process, Coach Woodson, how has it changed for you now as the climate changes in college basketball?
Well, it's a new era now in college sports. There's no doubt about that. And my approach has always been, and it won't change, if I'm recruiting you, I'm selling you on education. And it's up to you to buy in. Yeah, I'm selling you on education. I'm selling you on playing for a great program in Indiana University basketball, playing for a guy that's going to be in your corner and Mike Woodson, and the money's what it is, the NIL, the collectives, that's a part of the game. I get that. But if you come into me thinking that, hey, coach, I just want to get paid and think about my chances of getting to the NBA, you got the wrong coach. Because I know from my experience, the 34 years I've spent in that league, and I'm not trying to bust any kid's dream, because my dream as a young man, young teenager, was playing in the NBA as well. Your chances of playing in the NBA is very slim. It really is. And if you don't have education and something to fall back on to extend your life and your career, it's going to be tough out in the workforce. And that's kind of how I view it. If you're fortunate enough to play in the NBA, everything has got to go according to plan. You know, you got to play well. You got to get an NBA team that likes you, that want to draft you. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play. And you got to be lucky, man. Everything has got to fall the right way. And that happens, then you get to fulfill your dream and move on to the big league. But that doesn't happen for a lot of young men playing college basketball.
Said Coach Woodson, and I know I'm an example that. I hurt my knee my junior year, and that kind of dashed me from playing football. But I got my degree in business. I got into communications. And you see, I went from being a reporter with you. Now I have my own radio show, my own brand, going on year 17. So it's like I'm an example of that, where I valued my business degree, my minor communications. Look where I am today, because I had an injury. No, life is, yeah, stuff happens, but I never let that thing hold me down, hold me back. I still went forward and made a life of myself with my degree that football allowed me to get. And now I'm here today going to year 17 covering the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, you know, that's, you know, you're one of the fortunate ones, because a lot of young men don't think that way. You know, they put all their marbles in one basket and say, hey, I'm going to play in the NBA. Boy, I wish it was that easy. I really do. And for the ones that don't, you know, my job is, and I've always felt this way, because a guy by the name of Bob Knight did it for me. You know, even though I was fortunate enough to play the 11 years that I played, you know, I saw him, along with myself, give wonderful advice to players and help players who didn't play in the NBA get unbelievable jobs where they were successful and going on to build their life, their family, and move on. That doesn't happen at a lot of universities. And, you know, that's one thing I vowed when I took the job, is to take care of my players and, on and off the court, to make sure when they leave me, they're in a better place to survive in our society. And that's important to me. You don't play in the NBA. You know, I've developed enough relationships and connections over the years that I've spent in the NBA that I can help you get a job doing something that you might love to do. So that's kind of my selling pitch as well when I'm recruiting these young men, because it is important. They got to know that if they commit to Mike Woodson, they basically committing for the rest of their lives. Even though, you know, what you see in nowadays in college, you know, guys are going to schools and then they leave. Even if you left me, you know, bad or good terms, I'm going to tell you, hey, my phone is always open if you need me. Because it ain't about me, man. It's about these young men and how they develop as they move on in life. That's what it's about.
No doubt, Coach Woodson. I can vouch for that, because you would talk to us after practices and just chop it up with us, because you're a real dude like that. You was very accessible to us, and you was want to talk to us as people. Now, you know, so I can tell people Coach Woodson is real about that. I know firsthand experience, I know that he's real about who he is about. He'll talk to anybody, chop it up with you, because that's how the kind of man Coach Woodson is.
Well, again, I was brought up the right way. I'm from a really big family. I had 12 brothers and sisters, and my mom and dad wasn't around long enough to actually see me and the success that I have had. But the short time that they were around, well, they did a hell of a job with me in terms of instilling in me and how to treat people and how to respect people and demand respect. You know, that's what it's all about when you're growing up in life. You know, we're in trying times now, man. And you think about our society and all the shit that's going on, boy, it's scary.
Yes, sir.
Think about your kids and your grandkids that's got to grow up and go through it, boy. You just hope for the best and try to put them in the best position possible to do the right things when it comes to dealing with people.
And Coach Woodson, I lost my father here on April the 1st. He was 84 years old. I'm just thankful he put all that knowledge in me that he gave me, Coach, about how it was for him. He couldn't cross Northside Drive as a kid. He'd be back across Northside Drive where the arena is, when the tracks were, by dark. So my dad was in the movement. So I got that firsthand knowledge from an elder about how it was. And as he was getting sicker, he told me, this reminds me when I was younger, and I hated for you. And he told me out of his own mouth this year, we talked about this in January, me and my father did. He was deteriorating, but he said it reminds him what Kai was. He was growing up, which is scary.
Nobody wants to lose their parents, but you were blessed to have him for 84 years. I lost my dad when I was 13. He was 54. I lost my mother when I was 28. And she was 66. Hell, I'm 66 now. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, that's young. You know, when you talk about losing your parents, but to have your dad for 84 years, you know, that's pretty special, man. And, you know, I know you've cherished every moment of it, and I'm sorry to hear about it. You know, you're losing your dad, but boy, I'm sure he left a hell of an impression, and it impacted your life in a major way because you're doing some wonderful things, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir, Coach Woodson. He definitely left an impact on me and every coach. Now, like when I do something, Coach, I hear his voice in my head still, Coach.
He was your coach and dad.
You got that right. Yes, he was, Coach. Yes, he was, Coach. Let me ask you this, Coach Woodson. As this summer workout start, Coach Woodson, with how high the beer rosters now, are you doing more team stuff this summer, or are you going to do more kind of individual drills to get guys better? I know it's kind of a tricky thing when you bring in new guys, trying to mix them together, but with older returning guys to get just right, that good balance there.
Well, you know, for me, you know, it's been a major learning curve, coming back. I mean, basketball's basketball. I mean, and how you get players to adapt to what you want and how quickly you can do it is how you have success, I think, in the college game and in the NBA game as well. But this summer has been a grueling summer when it comes to the portal. You know, we had to get involved in the portal because we graduated three players, well, two, and we had three players that transferred, and I got a player that's possibly going to be a first-round draft pick. A big 7-footer in Khalil Ware. So we had to go again out and revamp our team by going into the portal and trying to field the best player, student athletes that could come in and be a good student and help us win basketball games. And we've done that. So come Tuesday, you know, all my players will be back this weekend and we'll start summer play. And summer play consists of 8 weeks where we get an opportunity as a coaching staff and as a team in general to bond and work on our skill and put different sets and combinations of how, you know, we want to approach the season and play this upcoming season. That 8 weeks is pivotal for me because, again, when I mentioned bonding, it gives the new guys that are coming in an opportunity to mesh and bond with the guys that have been here that know who Mike Woodson and his staff is. That's important. So we'll do some bonding things this summer where we're together, but our focus is based on our classroom work, which is summer school, and playing basketball for 8 weeks. That's what it's about.
And, Coach, you got two guards from down here, man, Ja'Kai Newton and Kanan Carlisle. Tell me about those two young men, what they're going to be bringing to this ball club here as you envision it for them.
Well, again, Ja'Kai, you know, who's been with me, he's been hurt. And nobody's really talked about this young man. You know, when I first saw him, when I came back to Atlanta, and by the way, I still live in Atlanta. I've never left. So I would come up to see him play, and boy, what a talent. Unfortunately, you know, he tore his knee up, and he's still battling, you know, trying to get back out on the court and play basketball. So we're excited about hopefully his return. Kanan Carlisle, who, you know, I saw in the portal once he entered the portal from Stanford. Very intelligent, smart young man, great parents. I jumped right on and got involved. You know, one of my assistant coaches who's from Atlanta, Coach Rosemond, had a relationship with this young man at an early age. And so he got me involved with him, and I was able to get him on the phone, get him to campus, and get him in an Indiana uniform. So I'm excited about those two guys. We also got Miles Rice, who's also a talented young man from Washington State, joining our team. We got Big Ballo from Arizona, the big 7-footer that's joining our team. Luke Goody. And nobody's really talked a whole lot about the kid back east, Bryson Tucker, who I truly love. And his parents have done a tremendous job with him. Boy, and I'm excited about all these young men getting on campus and meshing with the guys that have been here and see if we can build something special.
I hear that, Coach Woodson. Hey, Coach, the Big Ten, man, I know he's not the Big Ten that you grew up playing in, man. Talk about the Big Ten expansion and all the different quality coaches and teams in the Big Ten as this realignment thing happens, and how excited you are to compete against all these different schools, man, and bring the Indiana brand to these new environments to know about IU basketball up close and personal now.
Well, the one thing hasn't changed, the talent. It's the Big Ten. I mean, I go back to when I played, the talent level was off the charts. It's still the same way. And the coaching is off the charts. None of that has changed. You had great coaching back when I played. And all these guys that are coaching these teams in the Big Ten and the new teams that are coming over in Oregon and USC and UCLA and Washington, all these schools have great coaches. And that's what you got to deal with on a night in, night out basis. You know, it's not easy winning on the road in the Big Ten. So you gotta protect your home, number one, and then you gotta figure out once you get out on that road in that hostile environment how to win basketball games. And if you can do that, then you really set yourself up to possibly win a Big Ten title.
Oh, last one for you, Coach Woodson. How cool was it to see your hometown Pacers play the team you played and coached for, the Knicks, man, and just the excitement in Gainbridge Fieldhouse, man. It was painted yellow, revved up, man. So tell me about how cool it is for you having ties to both teams from being a hometown and playing and coaching there, seeing that environment, this past series they had, man.
Well, I've watched Carlisle for years, Coach. You know, he was an excellent coach in Dallas where he won a title. And he's taken this young team, and, boy, they were fun to watch. And then my Knicks, they kind of rolled right in there with Brunson and that crew. Unfortunately for them, you know, the injury bugs hit them. And, you know, they didn't get probably as far as they thought they should have gone. But, boy, they had a hell of a year as well. I think, you know, Leon and Wes and Coach Tibbs, boy, they've done a hell of a job with that program, not having Julius Randle and Mitchell and some of the guys that got hurt that, you know, Randle never got back this season, and they still were successful. So I was proud of both franchises. You know, the series was great. You know, I mean, the NBA series of all these teams that are still there have been great. So, I mean, this final is going to be probably off the charts with Boston and Dallas. So I'm looking forward to turning my TV on and watch it. I might even go try to catch a game, call Jason Kidd, say, hey, man, can I come up, him and Mark Cuban, and catch a game? So I'll sit back and let it unfold and see what happens.
Coach Woodson, man, it's good to catch up with you again, Coach Woodson. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. And hopefully we can get off the line, change things off lines. We can so I can see you when you come to Atlanta, man. We get lunch or something when you're here, man.
Next time I'm back, I'm gonna call you because I'm back there often. I don't get to spend much time there, but I still live there. You know, I'm so fond of Atlanta, man, and the people, you know, that I met in, during my tenure there, and you know, 18 years that I've lived there, man, have been great to me, man. So I love Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not going anywhere. It's like second home for me.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.